morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A bill aimed at preventing crypto kiosk scams could be taken up by the state Senate. The bill has already passed the Wisconsin Assembly with bipartisan support. Scott Goldberg, an investigator with the Wood County Sheriff's Office, testified before a Senate committee on the fast-moving nature of scams involving crypto kiosk and wallets.
So one of our investigators advised us that during the investigation, they found that that wallet moved hands three times in less than 10 minutes. We can't write the first paragraph of a search warrant in 10 minutes.
John Turk, with Chicago-based crypto kiosk operator CoinFlip, was questioned by Senator Jesse James.
The guidance and recommendations, but it's still taking advantage of our people.
Well, and I think, you know, that's where DFI needs to step in and ensure that their licensed operators are actually doing what they should be doing. And if they're not, their license should be revoked or they should be fined.
AARP Wisconsin is urging Senate passage of the bill. Raj Shukla is state director of AARP Wisconsin. He says current guidance from the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions is not enough to protect consumers.
The Department of Financial Institutions has put out guidance around these machines that call for low daily transaction limits and a number of other protections. But the Department of Financial Institutions can just issue guidance right now. What we need is the power of law, something that is enforceable by law enforcement. That's why this legislation is so necessary.
A representative of Chicago-based CoinFlip, which operates crypto kiosk in Wisconsin, testified that the bill is unnecessarily restrictive and could put it out of business. A bill proposing roadside drug testing in Wisconsin is sparking a debate over public safety. Lisa Hale reports.
The proposal would allow law enforcement officers to use roadside oral fluid testing in suspected drug-impaired driving cases. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett said deputies are encountering more cases involving drugs, including prescription medications, in addition to alcohol. Meanwhile, Milwaukee defense attorney Andrew Mishlove says expanding roadside testing raises constitutional questions because bodily samples are considered searches. The proposal is still in the early stages of the legislative process. I'm Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin goes up a notch on a list ranking the state and local tax burden for residents. Wisconsin now ranks 34th in the nation, up one spot from last year's ranking of 35th. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says taxes took up about 9.8% of personal income. That's a little less than the year before. The report also shows the state's tax share is still about a percentage point below the national average. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection has identified a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a backyard poultry flock in Dane County. DATCAP and the U.S. Department of Agriculture animal health officials are working together in a joint incident response. The affected premises has been a quarantine to restrict movement of poultry and poultry products. Birds on the property have been depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. Birds from the flock will not enter the food system. DATCAP continues to urge all livestock owners to implement strong biosecurity measures to protect their flocks and herds from the disease. This includes washing hands, disinfecting equipment, restricting access to animals, and separating new additions to the flock or herd for at least 30 days. Poultry owners are asked when possible to keep the birds indoors. The risk to the general public in Wisconsin remains low. Prevention information for farm workers or others who have close contact with birds, dairy cows, or other relevant animals can be found at dhs.wisconsin.gov/occupational-health/farm-health.htm. DATCAP reminds Wisconsin livestock owners to register their premises. State law requires that all livestock owners register where their animals are kept. Registration helps animal health officials communicate with flock and herd owners during disease outbreaks. To report increased mortality or signs of illness among domestic birds, dairy cattle, or other animals, contact DATCAP at 608-224-4872 or 1-800-943-0003 after hours and weekends. Clean Wisconsin, along with other environmental and health organizations across the country, have filed a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency over changes to greenhouse gas standards. The groups aim to stop the agency from weakening climate protections, specifically greenhouse gas standards, and regulating pollution from power plants and vehicles. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin announced the changes in February, eliminating the 2009 greenhouse gas endangerment finding and the related emission standards for vehicles. The endangerment finding established that greenhouse gases are a danger to human health, giving the EPA more regulatory authority. Clean Wisconsin outlined some climate-related issues affecting the state in the lawsuit, including a significant increase in weather-related disasters over the last 40 years and tick-borne illnesses with mild winters, allowing ticks to remain active for longer, as well as dangerous air quality as a result of wildfires caused by hotter and drier summer conditions. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning of garage door repair scams. Garage door repair scams are common and can leave you to be taken advantage of. BBB Scam Tracker has numerous reports of unscrupulous emergency garage door repair companies who take advantage of homeowners needing repair services. These companies target homeowners by advertising their emergency repair services, then inflating the amount of work needed or the parts needed for repair. They prey on your lack of knowledge of garage door parts and service costs. The BBB provides warning signs and tips to help consumers avoid falling victim to garage door repair scams. Garage door scammers often use multiple names that are generic and unclear and not listed as a legally registered business with the state. Garage door scammers do not have a legitimate physical showroom or will use a fake address. Scammers may only provide a phone number or an email address and avoid giving you a verifiable location. Legitimate repair professionals typically wear uniforms, have identification, and drive company-branded vehicles. Be skeptical if the individual does not have proper identification or a marked vehicle. Many scams advertise a low fee for the service call, only to demand more money for additional repairs. If a quote seems too good to be true, it probably is. Scammers may use high-pressure tactics to convince you that your garage door requires immediate and costly repairs. They may insist that you should not wait, and they may demand payment up front. Be cautious of any repair service that demands payment in full before any work is completed. Reputable companies will provide a detailed estimate and allow you to pay after the work is finished. To avoid these garage door repair scams, research the company, get multiple estimates, ask for credentials, get everything in writing, take your time, and trust your instincts. The BBB says to remember that due diligence is key when hiring any service provider. Researching and choosing a reputable garage door repair company can save you money and frustration in the long run. A reputable garage door repair company will prioritize your safety and provide transparent and fair pricing. Stay vigilant and informed to avoid falling victim to these scams. For more information or further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or 1-800-273-1002. Wisconsin drivers are being warned to watch out for a surge in phishing scams during National Consumer Protection Week. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles says scammers are posing as the DMV, trying to trick people into clicking fake links or paying bogus unpaid toll or DMV fees charges. The DMV reminds residents Wisconsin has no tolls and they will never send urgent demands for money. They're encouraging drivers to enroll in eNotify for alerts about any changes to their account. The DMV has also added new identity verification tools, comparing a customer's selfie to the photo on file to reduce fraud. The former principal at Sun Prairie West High School pleads not guilty for failing to report child abuse. Jennifer Plieger appeared in Dane County Court Monday. She's charged with three misdemeanor counts for allegedly failing to report child abuse. As part of her conditions, she's barred from contacting the school district or any child victims named in the complaint. Her case stems from the investigation that followed the arrest of former Dean of Students, Robert Gilkey-Meisinger, who faces multiple charges related to child exploitation and recently pleaded guilty to federal child pornography charges. Pleeger was given a $500 signature bond and is due back in court on March 26th. The Milk and Cheese Bowling Tournament was a success this past weekend. 118 bowlers participated, and enough money was raised to supply the five area food pantries with cheese for 4 months. Ed and Linda Chitwood would like to thank the many bowlers and donors for their contributions. The Richland County Dairy Promotion Committee has announced that due to a lack of available host farms, they have decided to cancel the Richland County Dairy Breakfast for 2026. If you or someone you know is interested to host for 2027, they are asked to contact Annette Lewis at 608-475-7312. The Dairy Promotion Committee looks forward to seeing you in 2027. And weight restrictions of 8 ton are now placed on the roads throughout Dayton Township until further notice.